A reading from the prophet Amos. Listen to this, you who trample on the needy, and try to suppress the poor people of the country. You who say, when will the new moon be over so that we can sell our corn, and Sabbath so that we can market our wheat? Then by lowering the bushel, raising the shekel, by swindling and tampering with the scales, we can buy up the poor for money and the needy for a pair of sandals, and get a price even for the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord swears it by the pride of Jacob. Never will I forget a single thing you have done. Word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord who raises the poor. Praise the Lord who raises the poor. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord who raises the poor. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to look down upon heaven and earth. Praise the Lord who raises the poor. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from the dark heap he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. Praise the Lord who raises the poor.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. My advice is that, first of all, there should be prayers offered for everyone, petitions, intercessions, and thanksgiving, and especially for kings and others in authority, so that we may be able to live religiously and reverent lives in peace and quiet. To do this is right and will please God our Saviour. He wants everyone to be saved and reach full knowledge of the truth. For there is only one God, and there is only one mediator between God and mankind, himself a man, Christ Jesus, who sacrificed himself as a ransom for them all. He is the evidence of this, sent at the appointed time, and I have been named a herald, an apostle of it, and I am telling the truth and no lie, a teacher of the faith and the truth of the pagans. In every place, then, I want the men to lift their hands up reverently in prayer, with no anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The man who can be trusted in little things can be trusted in great. The man who is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in great. If then you cannot be trusted with the money, that tainted thing, who will trust you with genuine riches? And if you cannot be trusted with what is not yours, who will give you what is your very own? No servant can be a slave to two masters. He will either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave of both God and money." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the Gospel, very short passage, it started by saying, "Faithful in little things." We all know that small is beautiful. Small book, little children. The small is always beautiful. And today the Gospel says we need to be faithful in little things. And secondly, it says about the stewardship. At the time of the COVID, we used the term steward so much. The stewards will help you. The stewards will do. What does it mean, stewardship? It is primarily seeing God's glory in everything. And secondly, God is the owner of all things. And man is responsible for to use it. So in another sense, stewardship means we are dependent. All the three readings explore how to be faithful in stewardship. God expects faithful and prudent stewards. We had a great example of stewardship or stewards of God's grace in various forms. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And today we mourn. Tomorrow we give the last tribute. I know some of you were there. You went and gave the floral tribute. Many of you might have been there. We feel that loss because as a steward, she was there for our sorrows and the happiness. She believed and she hoped. Last Sunday, Bob, in his homily, we meditated upon her life. And today's Gospel challenges us to use our God-given talents and blessings wisely and to reach heaven. Her Majesty, in that sense, was very steadfast in faith. She believed in little things, and she did the little things in a very faithful way, as the gospel today said. In those endless red dispatch boxes, in the audiences, in the countless handshakes, the visits and the tours, in celebration, sorrow and in difficulty, she found happiness in little things. Saint John Chrysostom is a very known theologian, doctor of the church. He says, faithfulness in little things is a big thing. Maybe after the Mass, if you join for a coffee, that may be a little thing, but it's a great thing. If you say hello, or greeting, or give a shake hand to someone whom you do not know, after the Mass, or asking, how are you? That may be a little thing, but it's a great thing, which Her Majesty teaches in her life. She lived in hope and faith. So the stewardship means living in faith and hope. Now we know her hats and handbags are set carefully aside. Her duty is done. Promises have been kept. Saint Paul says, on living and dying, he meditates and he says, my beloved, be steadfast, immobile, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The first thing is, stewardship means God's creation is good. All people are good, and we need to be very faithful to everything. Even the first commandment says, honor God by our loyalties. The second commandment says, we need to be loyal to God in our thoughts. The third commandment says, we need to be loyal by our words. And the fourth commandment can be explained, we need to be very loyal in our time. Pope Francis, he has joined everyone who mourns a very simple of stewardship, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And he says, in praying for the late Queen's eternal rest and in praying tribute to her life of unstaining service to the good of the nation and the Commonwealth, her example of devotion to duty, her steadfast witness of faith in Jesus Christ, and her firm hope in his promises. That's another interpretation of stewardship. The Christian faith marked every day of her life and activity. While we meditate upon the stewardship, we think about a personage who celebrated the stewardship. Her determination to remain active to the end of her long life has been an example of Christian leadership, which demonstrates our commitment to duty. I quote her Christmas message. She said, "To many of us, our beliefs are of fundamental importance. For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to lead my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in difficult times from Christ's words and example. This is the faith that a beacon of stewardship proclaimed. We are all stewards of what God has entrusted to us. Our body is not our own. It belongs to God. Our strength is not our own. It belongs to God. Our intelligent mind, everything, even our day, depends upon God. In that sense, we are all account of our stewardship. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she says, "Do little things with great love. Do little things with great passion. And we are urged to stride into the future with confidence, not in our own abilities, but the power and the grace of God. In every day morning, when we wake up, say, 'God, we are only stewards. We depend upon you. Give me the strength. We need to protect others.'" The wisdom, the stability, and the service of a great steward, not only to our country or to the Commonwealth, but to the world. And she taught us that it is not in our ourselves or our abilities, but we depend upon the power and the grace of God. And we believe that Queen Elizabeth II will remain always a shining beacon of light of stewardship in our history. That's why our Prime Minister said, "Her Majesty was a rock in which the modern Britain built upon." At this time, we pray for the repose of the soul of Her Majesty, and as well as we pray for His Majesty, the King, to do a good steward, and we pray for that. Amen.